The Detroit Symphony Orchestra has launched an ambitious project with composer Todd Machover. He's been commissioned to write a piece inspired by and including the sounds of the Motor City. Symphony in D will debut later next year. Late next year, I should say. Current state Scott Pohl talked with the composer about the project. Hi, Scott.
Hi, Mark. Todd Machover has quite a resume. He's head of the Opera of the Future group at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology's Media Lab. He's composed 5 operas, and in recent years, he's written a series of pieces for orchestras in great cities around the world, like Toronto, Edinburgh, Perth, and Lucerne. Symphony in D, yes, the D stands for Detroit, will be his first in an American city. Machover is soliciting recordings from all parts of Detroit. He wants this audio not just for inspiration, he'll include these sounds in the piece. Here's a bit of music from the unveiling of Symphony in D last month. I'd like to learn more about your vision for Symphony in D. Is it going to be in the key of D, first of all?
Well, you know, I hadn't made that decision before we thought of the title. And of course, Symphony in D refers to Detroit as the D. It also there's a famous Stravinsky piece called Symphony in C. And so it's a nice kind of reference to that. And many composers have written symphonies in some key or another. I suppose now that we've said Symphony in D, I guess it would be really perverse to make the piece in E flat. So I think D might be prominent. I actually really like the note D, especially for orchestral music, because it's one of the more resonant notes on a lot. It's an incredibly resonant note and tonality for string instruments and brass instruments in particular. If you play especially a low D on any instrument, or if you sing it, a lot of the instruments in the orchestra will just vibrate naturally because they're tuned that way, or they have strings that'll vibrate sympathetically. It's also one of the lower notes that the low string and D is the lowest note that the tuba can play. D is the second to lowest note that the double basses and the cellos can play. So it's a fantastic note to kind of kick out bass in an orchestra. And I have a feeling that this piece will probably go through a lot of keys and maybe be in sections where the key isn't obvious. But yeah, I think it'll probably be in D.
How long a piece might this turn out to be?
Not 100% sure, but I think so the longest of the pieces so far was the Toronto piece, which is well over 35 minutes. That's kind of a monumental symphony. The Edinburgh piece was the shortest, which is about 12 minutes. And I think this one will be, you know, we've talked together with the DSO about having this piece end up about in the middle. A piece that's between 20 and 25 minutes is long enough to have a kind of narrative shape, long enough to get a public, familiar with what's going on and to kind of get immersed in it and follow a story and have a kind of a journey. And hopefully 20 to 25 minutes isn't too long to keep people's interest. So I think that's what we're going to plan on.
We're talking with composer Todd Machover about his Symphony in D project in the works with the Detroit Symphony Orchestra. You're hoping that the people of Detroit will submit audio of the city to you to be incorporated into this piece. How does that work? How do people get audio to you?
The easiest way will be launching right after the new year. The easiest way is a new app that we're developing that will allow anybody to record audio directly on their mobile device, whether it's an Apple iOS or an Android device, and automatically upload it, share it with others. So you just turn on the recording device on your mobile phone. Not only does it record the sound, but our app automatically tags it geographically, so it knows where in the city you've recorded it. You push another button, and you can give the sound a name or give it a little description, and push another button, and it becomes immediately part of all the sounds that are recorded. You can also listen to other people's sounds. You can look at a map of the city with where sounds have been recorded. And over the coming months, there'll be a variety of other things on your mobile device that you can do with these sounds. Until early January, you can go to the DSO website and use any device that you have available, whether it's your mobile phone or your laptop or a Zoom recorder or whatever, and upload those sounds onto the website. So there are already many sounds that have been uploaded. It's just easier. It'll be easier in a few weeks when the mobile app is available.
How will you incorporate these sounds into the piece? Will they be heard throughout the piece, almost a constant presence in the piece, or will they be more intermittent than that?
Don't know yet. One of the exciting things about having done this in a few cities and now immersing myself, ourselves in Detroit, is that each city has a different story, each city has a different sound, and each piece develops in a different way. I can tell you that in Toronto, and actually each piece, by necessity, it's the whole point, each piece has a different narrative. There's kind of a story that emerges for me, and then a story that we discuss in the community. You know, what's worth talking about and hearing in Detroit right now? I mean, actually in Detroit, there's so much interesting going on right now. It's one of the most compelling cities in the world, where there are really major issues about what the city is now and what it's becoming. That I think the interesting thing in Detroit will be focusing the story and choosing amongst the many things we could discuss. In Toronto, the story that emerged for me, since it was the first project that I did, was something about what it means to go into a new city and explore it and listen to it and find out its narrative. So actually it was kind of a meta story about the whole project. And so the recorded sounds, you could almost think of it as the piece started out by being immersed in the sounds of Toronto, and then little by little those sounds turned into orchestral sounds, and maybe auditory impressions turned into pure music. And so by the end, there was a kind of merging between the sounds you heard around you and the music. In Edinburgh, it was kind of the opposite. The story that I found in Edinburgh was that Edinburgh is kind of one of the most perfect and beautiful kind of touristic cities in the world. And when you first go to Edinburgh, it looks like you can stand on one of the several hills and you kind of understand the city immediately. But the incredible story that I found in Edinburgh was that actually much of what's interesting about Edinburgh is hidden. And some of that is interesting and lovely and beautiful, and a lot of it's kind of horrible and terrifying and dark. And so in Detroit, I don't know. We're going to discover that. You know, Detroit has... I mean, one thing about Detroit that really interests me, I mean, Detroit has an unbelievable industrial history from the 20th century, an unbelievable music history from, you know, mid 20th century jazz to Motown to techno to hip hop. It has industrial sound now. So this is an incredible mix of, I think, recent history that is a lot of the traces have vanished in Detroit, but they're very present in not only in the minds and hearts of people in Detroit, but I think in people around the world. I mean, everybody knows Motown and everybody knows the history of the automobile. But so I think there's actually an amazing wealth of audio documents besides just going around and recording downtown and midtown, and you know, a lot of wonderful things that are, and surprising things that are present in Detroit right now. But exactly how they mix into the final piece, we'll discover that as we put it together. My guess is it'll be all over the place, and I have a feeling that I keep imagining, you know, a crazy bass line, it certainly won't be a traditional Motown bass line, but you can't have a piece about Detroit without, a punchy, unusual bass being there. And there's something about percussion and drumming and rhythm and propulsion that seems very, very central to the city. And whether that's from recordings or from the orchestra, I'd love to twist the orchestra. So, you know, one thing about an orchestra is that the bass sounds in orchestra are usually very flabby. you know, I get in a good and a bad sense. I mean, they're not as punchy, they're not as precise as what an electric bass can do, or what a rock bass, or you know, what a studio produced bass sound can do. I'd love to work to make an orchestral sound, which is somewhat different than what you can usually get with an orchestra, that really cuts and bites. And I'd love to do the same thing with the percussion in the orchestra. You know, there are usually multiple percussion players, and it's very good for kind of, I don't know, marking the downbeat in a Beethoven symphony, or maybe playing like quite complex percussion. It's not necessarily as good for the kind of, you know, percussion that gets you to stand up and dance, and it's a little heavy for that. But if we can make the orchestra have a crisp, lively, danceable percussion, it would be awesome. So whether that comes from recordings or industrial sounds or the orchestra itself, I think that'll be throughout the piece.
Some people, when they hear about this project, will say that the sounds that best symbolize Detroit are things like sirens and gunshots. It makes me want to know if you're planning to incorporate the negative along with the positive.
You know, the idea is to explore what Detroit feels like and what it means and what's interesting and where it's going. And it's not a tourist bureau. It's not meant to be Pollyannic, or, I mean, I think it's meant to be rich and explore something fully. And that also doesn't mean that it's, you know, it's not a documentary. So I think the answer is just like where are the recordings going to be? I think a lot of it has to do with what I discover and what my conversations are and what seems like the best way to present this story. So I don't think there's anything we'll leave out because it shouldn't be in there and it's ugly. On the other hand, I think that we're trying to create something that sounds and feels new. And I guess personally, maybe by disposition, you know, it's funny. I looked at Edinburgh and I saw this city that everybody usually looks at and says, my God, I'd love to live there because it's paradise. And I looked at it and I saw Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, which was written there. And I saw Harry Potter and I saw darkness. And it's not what I expected to find, but that's what I found. When I look at Detroit, what interests me most is not the gunshots and not the burned down houses and not the empty lots. And coming to Detroit, we've had a more generous welcome because I think people also want to tell a story there. And in general, I think the story people want to tell is what it feels like to be inventing the next chapter of this city.
This is a really exciting project. Todd Macover is a composer working with the Detroit Symphony Orchestra on Symphony in D about a year from now in Detroit. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I really enjoyed talking about this.
For Current State, I'm Scott Paul.